June is National Boating Month. Did you know that? And also, it's Father's Day. How are these related? You're saying, Karen, how are these related? But we're going to tell you that. In light of these two events, my next guest is here to talk about Chicago's annual Venetian Night and how you can buy your very own special gift for your dad for Father's Day. Gabriella Rego is a spokesperson for the Italian American Human Relations Foundation. She is a proud Chicago born and raised Italian. She has been singing and hosting events with her loving grandfather, Lou Rego, and she has sung and is going to be hosting the Venetian Night this year, and we're thrilled to have her here. Gabriella, it's so nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Thank you for having me.
You have such a gorgeous voice, and I can't wait for you to sing. In fact, when you perform at Venetian Night this year, what do you have like a playlist that you're going to that you have scheduled?
Yeah, I'm going to do a lot of the classics, a lot of the Italian classics and jazz in general. Yes.
Oh, great. It's going to be so much fun. So tell our listeners, if you have never been to Venetian Night, what is it? Where is it? And when is it?
Sure. Venetian Night is a lighted boat parade down the Chicago River on the Riverwalk on the main branch. And we're going to have all these boats decorated with lights and flags and whatever people would want to decorate them with. And you can just bring a picnic basket and some lawn chairs and sit on the Chicago Riverwalk and watch it all happen.
And who are the boaters that are decorating their boats in this festive fashion?
So, if you have a boat, you can absolutely enter. But this year, we're doing things a little different. So if you don't have a boat, don't worry. You can rent one from the Italian American Human Relations Foundation. Decorate it to your heart's desire, and you can enter into the contest to win $2,000.
That's a lot of pasta.
It's a lot of pasta, yeah.
So, I was just discussing my idea. So I guess I'm just going to bring it up.
Yeah, speak it into existence.
I'm going to speak it into existence. I think I'm going to rent it, but I'm a judge. So maybe I'll step down as a judge. We'll get somebody else to do it. And I want to decorate the boat as the conclave.
Which I love.
And everyone is going to be dressed like a priest. Mm-hmm. And one of them is going to have a socks hat on.
Absolutely, yes.
And you chimed in with the white smoke.
Yes, white smoke. It's a must.
It's a must. We got to get a white smoke machine. So,
yes.
It's a great idea. So now we have to put it into play. The evening is always, what evening is it now? It's July?
July 26th.
Okay, that's a Saturday night.
It's a Saturday night, and festivities start at 6 p.m., and the parade of boats starts at 8:30. So we're going to have it a little darker that the lights are shown. Yeah.
So last year it was fun. We Sylvia Perez from Fox TV was a judge. I was a judge, and Bill Rancic was a judge. And we just had a great time. Do you remember who won it last year?
Gosh,
yeah,
I don't. Think
there was
I
some
did.
Great decorations, and people get really into it.
Yeah.
I mean, they really go all out.
Yeah, we love the creativity. We want everyone to be as creative as possible. So we love to see it. You know,
it's a lovely evening. So you're along the Riverwalk, and there are restaurants and down there, so they're probably going to be open. So you could bring your picnic basket, but you could probably also have dinner down there.
Yeah, and if we actually have an option for VIP seating this year at a restaurant called Brews and Bites on the Riverwalk, and that's where I'll be set up. I'll be emceeing and singing there. So if you want to look into that, you can also go into IAHRF.org.
That's a mouthful. So it's, yeah, it is. And actually, if you Google Venetian Night,
yeah,
it'll come up. You know,
yes,
it'll
it will.
Come up on that site, which is the Italian American Human Relations Foundation website. You can get all the information, and you can get the information about renting a boat.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's not expensive, really. And I was thinking, you know, that'd be great for Father's Day. You know, if you have a few siblings and you want to give dad like the coolest thing in the world, you have a boat. You know, the captain is part of it, right?
Yes.
So you don't have to know how to, you know, drive a boat. You don't have to pay for gas. You pay your money. You get on the boat. You decorate it, and you can have food and whatever you want.
Yeah, food, drinks, whatever you want. We have retro boats that hold like 3 people, and then pontoon or duffy boats that hold 6 people. So you can really get a group together and have a lot of fun with it.
I like that idea. We should get, I wish there was a bigger boat, because I would love WGN listeners to all get on the Karen Conti Show boat.
Ooh, yes.
I like that idea a lot.
I do too.
I know. So tell me a little bit about the Italian American Human Relations Foundation.
Yeah, so this foundation was started by my grandfather, Lou Rago. Shout out. Hi.
He's a great guy.
He is a great guy. And he started this foundation some time ago because we do love our heritage and we love to celebrate our culture, but we also want to celebrate everyone else's culture as well. So we encourage other races, ethnicities, heritages to all come together and celebrate one another.
And, I've been to several of your events, and I actually, your grandfather was nice enough to allow me to do a book signing at one of them,
yes.
And it was really fun. But, what's interesting is that's absolutely right. It's not like we're just a bunch of Italians there. It's people from all over the world, dancers from Thailand and jazz from New Orleans and,
right.
All kinds of interesting, diverse ethnicities, and I like that idea. It's a nice,
yes.
It's different than some of the other ethnic organizations out there.
Right, yeah, we love to celebrate diversity in all people.
Yeah, especially now when somehow diversity got a bad name,
mm-hmm.
And I cringe because, to me, I love the idea of diversity. I said this on the radio show last week, Gabriella. When I went to college, I loved the fact that there were people from all over the world,
Yes.
And from Asia, people I would never have met. I would know nothing about their country or their culture or their food. And it was just part of the education process.
Absolutely.
And I think that that diversity should not be a bad word these
days.
I
agree. And my grandpa has a great saying. He likes to say that America is a beautiful mosaic made of all the different cultures and different people from different creeds and everything. So I think that's a beautiful way to put it.
Yep. And we all love our mosaics.
We do.
We were talking a little bit. This is just kind of personal chatting. But, you have a beautiful voice and you were trained. Where did you go to college?
I went to North Central College in Naperville.
And so what was your major?
So I double majored in musical theater and marketing. I had to get a little bit of the both worlds.
Yeah,
there.
You do. You got to have your day job,
right,
especially
yeah.
if you're in show business. Don't I know that? not that WGN doesn't pay me royally for this 2-hour show.
Oh, well, yes.
Let's be serious. But, I was asking you, do you get like a diverse education when it comes to singing, dancing, acting? Like what actual classes do you take to get a degree in theater?
Oh, right. So there is dance. Dance classes are a must. Didn't do me much good, but I tried. There's vocal performance, and then there's theater history, acting, you get kind of a wide range of education when you go into musical theater.
And are you still hoping that you're going to be on Broadway someday?
Well, you never want the dream to die, but I would be so happy with something local. Chicago is, my love, and, I would love to do something here in Chicago for sure.
Is it a common thought that Chicago is easier to break through than, say, L.A., which is not a big theater town, but, of course, it's a film town, or New York, which is the theater town? Like, is it easier to get in here?
I would definitely not say easier. That's for sure. There's a lot of incredibly talented people here in Chicago. But the good news is that we have these shows like Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, that are really open to Chicago talent. So those are great opportunities for us actors here in Chicago.
And, the CineSpace, which, is where those are filmed, is an amazing place.
It really is.
And a lot of people don't know anything about it. In fact, if you're interested, Google CineSpace.
Yeah.
And it's huge. It's an old factory, I believe a steel factory or some kind of factory.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's kind of tucked away.
Yes.
Yeah.
In a neighborhood, and you go in there and there are huge sets from anything from the fire department, you know, from Chicago Fire to a bar to a bedroom to whatever they need for their show. And there's a full place where they do the film cutting and splicing and music and dubbing. And it's just a major operation. And you can take a tour, which is really fun to do.
And it's great because it gives a lot of people locally some great jobs. So
absolutely. And I know that they have been really good about getting underprivileged kids in there to do, you know, jobs and get them some training so they have a way to earn a living. And they're just it's a very good operation. But let's just wrap up and talk one more time about Venetian Night. When is it, Gabriella? And let's talk about when it is, where it is, what it is, and how people can get information.
Okay. July 26th, starting at 6 p.m. It's a Saturday night in July. You got to be there down the main branch of the Chicago River. Look into VIP seating if you'd like, but otherwise it's a freebie. You know, everybody is welcome and we want everybody to enjoy the night. Enter that boat competition to see who's the best decorated boat. Decorate to your heart's desire. There's a $2,000 cash prize ready for anyone to be taking it. So
that's an offer we can't refuse, as they say. So what is the website? And then I'm going to ask for a phone number.
Sure. It's IAHRF.org.
That's Italian American Human Foundation. And it's Venetian Night, where you can Google. And what's the phone number, Gabriella?
773-276-7800.
And of course, if you didn't get that down or you're thinking about it and you're thinking, hey, maybe I'll get my dad this gift, you can always email me. You can look on the WGN website to get my information, or it's WGN@askkarenconti.com. Gabriella Rego, thank you so much for joining me, and we'll see you on Venetian Night.
Thank you so much for having me. We'll see you there.